I'm going to talk about the improv speech, and I choose the second, the fourth, the sixth, the ninth, and the 14th. The second speech was Should Car Fly? This speech left me having a lot of questions and doubts, because if there is more air traffic, that would be chaotic for a lot of reasons, being the worst part of the acting, as she said. However, I think that is the magic of speeches, the fact that you somehow impact the listening, inspire them, to question themselves and think more about the topic, you know? The first speech, it was nature versus nurture. They mean like how the person was raised. When this person started talking, I thought it would be the usual speech of how friendship influenced you. It's like the typical debate of teens versus adults. But it wasn't like that. Instead, she said, it's your decision. You can be whatever or whoever you want. It is your choice. Which left me thinking a lot. Because they can be interpreted as something obvious and logic. However, for certain people, it isn't like that. It isn't that easy to pull off. And that's why people judge others based on their friends. This speech, it was, should we normalize bad words? Everything has a time and a place, which include bad words. Like when you're with someone and it is uncomfortable with this type of language. Or if you're in a place that is very formal, just talk in a proper way. It doesn't make sense, you know? Like, there is a time and a place, just like I said. So I did agree with her, and made me question again, is sometimes we complain with our solid base. Like, just talk in a way that both can be comfortable, and your message will be interpreted in a positive way. The next speech was how impressionable people are. I really love how she used her personal life to express herself in a better way, so it could be more understandable. But it's true that sometimes people judge others based on their outfit, looks, etc., which is not correct. Just like I said, or like she said personally, people think that because of the person works on a fast food is a person without filter, which is not true. They probably had a degree, just like it wasn't their destiny or something, I don't know. 14th speech is life outer space. I do agree with her. There is life in other planets, just maybe they aren't as developed as we are. Because it has been compared that in other planets it is bacterial life and other things. That maybe if they evolve, they can be animals or something. And also recently, NASA confirmed ovnis. So it cannot be impossible life on other planets, in other forms. However, the skill of these five beautiful girls were that they all did great. They did a good speaking, had a good body language, great pressure, etc. Which made this speech even more powerful because of the way they spread themselves. So thank you for listening to my podcast. Goodbye.